From today, a new levy comes into effect in Victoria to help pay for the removal of flammable cladding from residential buildings. A state government audit has identified 1,400 buildings that need rectification work. But as Tim Skelton reports, property developers are unhappy with the plan, and some residents are unsure if they'll qualify for financial assistance.
London's deadly Grenfell Tower fire, along with fires at Melbourne's La Crosse building in 2014 and the Neo 200 building in February last year, highlighted the risk posed by highly flammable cladding. Last year, the Victorian government announced it would spend $600 million removing cladding from the buildings deemed most dangerous. Half of that money will be raised by an increase in the building levy on developments worth more than $800,000. The fee is progressive, up to 82 cents in the dollar for projects valued over $1.5 million. Former Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu was co-chair of the state government's cladding task force, which recommended the levy.
I believe it's not only a world first, but it's a reasonable response, and it is to help the rectification of extreme and high-risk buildings, which are a public safety issue.
The levy will affect developments already before a surveyor from January the 1st. Cressida Wall, the Executive Director of the Property Council of Australia, says that's unfair.
What our members have experienced is that there's been a huge increase, in some cases as high as 700% on what they were going to pay. And when you're in the middle of a project, that's a lot of money to have to find.
She says many developers will have no way to recover any additional costs associated with the levy.
When you have a staged project and these building permits are given in stages, a developer will look at that building and say, well, I'm not sure about those later stages of the building or a precinct, because that's now become a much different project.
Ted Baillieu doesn't accept the Property Council's arguments.
I doubt there would be many projects that would be changing direction on the basis of this levy. The levy is a progressive levy, essentially for projects in a very narrow range of projects, and it's estimated only 3% of permits will be affected. For most projects, they're going to be several thousand dollars, and I would have thought that that's not an unreasonable proposition.
He says it's reasonable to ask property developers to pay up.
The bottom line is the building industry has contributed to this problem, and it's important that the building industry contribute to its solutions.
But there's another issue here. Only buildings with flammable cladding in the two most serious categories will be eligible for compensation or financial assistance. Everyone else is on their own. That includes Anae Wood, who bought her dream apartment in 2018.
I moved in September, and I got my first notice in November. So I wasn't actually aware that there was cladding on the building. It wasn't in my Section 32 or anything like that.
Her local council has given her and the other owners until April to remove the cladding and says they could face prosecution if they don't comply. Informal quotes for the whole building range from the tens of thousands to the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ted Baillieu says the government simply isn't in a position to help everyone.
Every project has had to be risk assessed, and it's on that basis of risk assessment, whether it's extreme, high, medium or low, and it's the high and extreme risks that the government have chosen to contribute to, because they're issues of public safety, and that's been clear from the start.
Barone says the government should be offering financial assistance to owners of medium and low-risk buildings as well. Cladding Safety Victoria plans to remove cladding from 100 buildings a year for the next 5 years, but it's unclear how long it will take and how much it will cost to make every building in the state safe. And that's just in Victoria. Thousands more buildings across the country face similar problems. Ted Baillieu says ultimately the federal government will have to step in.
The building industry is facing significant challenge on all of these issues. We don't think anyone would expect the Commonwealth government to turn a blind eye, and I don't think they can afford to turn a blind eye. So I would expect them to be involved on a range of issues. We encourage them to be involved in contributing to some funding. They've chosen not to at this stage, but I wouldn't be surprised if that changed.
The former Victorian Premier Ted Baillieu ending that report by Tim Skelton.